Kerala, Eid greetings video of Malayalam actors promoting love jihad draws netizens' ire. This Eid the social media propagandists hit again with the message of interfaith relationships. A Muslim man in this clip can be seen removing bindi from the forehead of a Hindu woman and then putting on a veil, leading her to conversion out of his love. A shocking video has been making rounds on social media glorifying love jihad in the name of Ramzan greetings. The video, shared on social media, shows a Hindu girl falling in love with a Muslim guy, eventually having her bindi erased and wearing a veil to indicate conversion to Islam. All of this at the request of her Muslim lover. The video has been posted by the director, Sumira Sheikh himself with the hashtag, #SufiumSujathayum. In this 1:29 video, a Hindu girl not only falls in love with a Muslim guy but also converts to Islam. Eid greetings. With this clip promoting love jihad. In the name of Ramzan greetings, this clip was shared on the internet where a Muslim man erases bindi from the forehead of a Hindu woman and asks her to wear a veil, as a symbol of conversion. Video from Kerala. Watch, pic.twitter.com/w9jtxvxn7t. Subhi Vishwakarma, @Subhi_Karma, April 22, 2023. Watch the full clip here. The clip raises suspicion as the video is shot in a way that could potentially disrupt religious harmony in society. As it endorses interfaith marriages and relationships. The video's caption as Ramzan greetings has also come under fire for its alleged attempt to normalize the practice of love jihad. Protesters call it a soft conversion tactic. The video shows a Hindu woman leaving her identity for the happiness of a Muslim man. This is nothing but the true meaning of what is commonly referred to as love jihad, where Muslim man lures Hindu woman to conversion via love or marriage. Television actor Sumi Rishik shared the video on social media, further fueling the criticism. The video is available in the form of reels in social media platform Instagram. After the video was released on April 21, it sparked outrage among the public, with many calling for it to be removed from all platforms. Many are also demanding that the authorities take strict action against those involved in the creation and distribution of the video. This is not the first time that social media has been used to peddle such propaganda on social media promoting love jihad. Last month, organizer reported two stories by the official humans of Bombay promoting interfaith marriages and in short love jihad. On March 28, the official humans of Bombay from their official Instagram handle posted a video with the caption, "Hindu hokar Musliman se shadi kaise kar sakti ho?" Earlier in August 2020, the official humans of Bombay shared a similar story where another Hindu woman Gayatri, a pure vegetarian, married Tausif, a Muslim. Read story in detail, love jihad, propaganda by digital creators where a Hindu woman marrying a Muslim man is termed, Sachi Mahabbat. No matter how much these handles promote interfaith marriages, there is always a dangerous end to these. For instance, read the following stories from the past. Most recently in Rajasthan, this woman Jhamma Devi was set ablaze by Shaka Khan after rape on April 6. She was taken to a private hospital in Balotra where she died on April 7. Shaka Khan raped Jhamma Devi and set her on fire. He raped her and then poured thinner to set her on fire. The accused was stalking Jhamma Devi and wanted to be his wife, although he was already a father of two. Read, Rajasthan, Dalit woman died after Shaka Khan raped and set her on fire in Barmer. Who can forget Delhi's Shraddha Walker murder case who was chopped into 35 pieces by live-in partner Aftab Amin Poonawalla. In a 6,629-page charge sheet, Aftab described how he killed Shraddha Walker, chopped her body parts, stored them in a newly bought fridge and disposed them off in a forest in Mehroli over the next 18 days. Read, Lessons from Ghastly Murder of Shraddha Walker. Soon after Shraddha's murder, another such case was reported from the Sahibganj district of Jharkhand. Here Dildar Ansari chopped Ribika into more than 51 pieces. Ribika was his second wife and she left her family and religion to marry Dildar. She was killed on the 16th of December 2022, and an electric cutter was used for chopping the body. He allegedly chopped her into more than 50 pieces. The police arrested six more members of Dildar's family including his parents Mustaqim and Maryam, Dildar's first wife Gulera, and Dildar's siblings Amir, Mehtab and Sharja. Also read, Shraddha Walker murder case, Delhi police draft 3,000-page charge sheet, 100 witnesses listed. another gory murder incident was reported from Bihar, where a man identified as Sheikh Shakil or Shakil Miang in news reports allegedly chopped the limbs and other body parts of a woman named Neelam Devi, leading to her brutal death. He penetrated the deadly weapon into her eyes too, as per eyewitnesses. In December 2022, a case from Bihar Danish set Archana on fire. As per Archana's statement, while she was sleeping, Danish barged into her house with a can of petrol. He tried to rape her. When she resisted, he poured petrol on her and, using a burning wooden log from the earthen stove, set her on fire. When she raised an alarm, neighbors and relatives gathered and chased him away. In December 2022, a case was reported in Lakhimpur Kheri, Uttar Pradesh, where a woman who eloped and had conversion nikah with Wasi Ahmad was found buried inside the bedroom after she was killed with electric shocks. Readers may like, Uttar Pradesh, Hindu woman killed self-fearing threats of Mohammad Shahrukh. This month, four girls committed suicide in Kanpur. Topics: Love Jihad Archives Organizer, Love Jihad Archives, Love Jihad in Kerala. Official: Humans of Bombay promoting soft conversion, promoting interfaith marriages. Love Jihad video from Kerala sparks outrage, interfaith relationship. Muslim man erases bindi and wears Hindu girl a veil. Social media propaganda. Shraddha Walker, Aftab Poonawalla.